Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. I'm Hunter Hughes. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio is a clarinet trio. They are from the Tidewater Winds Concert Band. How are you guys today?
Good morning, Hunter.
Yes. And also joining us is Maestro John Brewington, who is the director of the group. How are you guys?
Hey, great. Good to see you this morning.
Yeah. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
All right. We're going to open with a patriotic piece since we're right on the cusp of the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's on Friday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we're going to open with America the Beautiful.
Excellent. Here are the Tidewater Winds on Hunter at Sunrise. Yes, everyone applaud. It's all right to applaud at this show, especially when you do things like that. That was awesome. The Tidewater Winds here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we have in the studio with us Maestro John Brewington, the director of the Tidewater Winds Concert Band. And John, can you start us off by just introducing this trio that you brought with you?
Absolutely. Well, once again, thank you, Hunter, for having us.
No problem.
We're delighted to be here.
Yeah, this is great.
So we've got three clarinetists. Our principal and concert master, Eddie Canackle, is with us.
Mm-hmm.
I have Lee Cooper on clarinet and Tommy Loyola.
Well, welcome all of you. You sound beautiful, by the way. It's just great. You know what? I'm glad you did that, too, because I've got to sing that song on Wednesday at a flag raising.
All right.
Over at NATO. I'm in the Virginia Beach Corral, and we're going to be doing that. That's something I have to look forward to this Wednesday.
Fantastic.
Well, John, this must be a great week for you, getting ready for this this 40th anniversary bash. It's coming up July 6th. Is that right?
That's correct. We're going to kick off our season July 6th, it's our 40th anniversary, and we just could not be more pleased and proud to be to be around for this long, and we're looking forward to the next 40. So yeah. We've got a great program lined up, and we'll have members of our founder, Sid Berg. A lot of his family will be there.
Wow.
We're going to have members of Al Assertion, who was the second conductor of the group, and then my family will be in attendance at that first concert.
And this is going to be over at Norfolk Collegiate, I understand?
That's correct. So we open each of our concert weeks at Norfolk Collegiate, and then we play in various locations throughout the week. So that 40th anniversary will be at Norfolk Collegiate on Sunday the 6th, Cox High School on Monday the 7th, and the 24th Street Stage Oceanfront on Tuesday on the 8th.
Wow, that's busy. That's a busy schedule to do over 3 days.
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started. Yeah, you won't believe we have 8 different concerts over the next 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be performing in a lot of different ensembles, the concert band, small ensemble, jazz band, large ensemble, big band. Just all kinds of guest artists. I look forward to talking a little bit about that.
Well, the big band, the band is total 55 people, right?
A concert band, absolutely. And it fluctuates anywhere between 53 to 54 to upwards of even 60 people, depending on what the music that we're playing.
And mm-hmm.
We have to expand sometimes for some larger symphonic works.
Now, how many instruments, and when I say instruments, how many types of instruments are these musicians playing?
So think of our instrumentation like you would a military band.
Mm-hmm.
And so we probably have 20 different instruments in the ensemble, everything from the woodwind family, the brass family, and the percussion family.
Yeah.
No strings attached on this on this group.
One thing I noticed about you guys is you have a gong, a big gong.
Absolutely.
And I was sitting next to the gong when I was in a concert with them as part of the chorale last Christmas, and it was spectacular. It was the first time the three groups and also Symphonicity was
correct.
Was with us, and it's the first time the three groups had been together. But I was the one sitting next to the gong.
You had the lucky space.
It's really quite amazing how many people you have, and how do you get involved with the band?
How do you
get into it?
If there are people that are interested in joining us, we have an audition process. We have auditions each May.
Mm-hmm.
All of our audition music is posted online. Our audition date happens once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have openings in the band, we can put people on the sub list because we always have a need for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the principal way that we get people involved.
Yeah.
In playing with the band.
Well, I failed to mention that this is up on Facebook right now live, and if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see our trio here this morning. What else would you like to play for us here?
All right, Hunter. So we're going to play the next piece is going to be a piece that really is from our first program for our 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I try to find music that, for the 40th anniversary especially, we're going to play music from all 4 decades of our existence.
Wow.
Gershwin has been a mainstay.
It's kind of like an errors tour.
Correct. That's right.
My wife is laughing because she's a big Taylor Swift fan.
Very cool. So, yeah, we'll play. We're going to play a Gershwin selection for you, which mm-hmm. is reminiscent of the piece that we're going to perform in our 40th anniversary.
Okay.
And within the 40th anniversary concert, I'm going to feature a woodwind player, mm-hmm. a brass player, and a percussionist soloing with the concert band, because that's what makes up the Tidewater Winds.
Okay.
So here, without further ado, here is George Gershwin's Summertime.
Here's the Tidewater Winds here on Hunter at Sunrise. awesome.
Woo!
Yes. That was very, very nice. Wow. Perfect. Perfect for this hot summer day, I must say. We're talking with the Tidewater Winds. Hold on a second. Sorry about that. Here we go. We're talking with the Tidewater Winds and Maestro John Brewington. John, if you don't mind, I'd like to speak a little bit to this great trio you brought with you. First of all, Eddie Knackle, I understand you're the concert master?
Yes, I am. I'm the first chair in the clarinet section. Uh-huh.
Okay, what does that mean? I mean, what do you do as a concert master? Does that mean you get to tell everybody what to do? Or?
Well, I would like to, but they usually tell me. But no, I have some extra responsibilities to the group. You know, to getting music and things like that, and getting people signed up for the different sections and things.
How long have you been with the band?
I've been with Tidewater Winds for 30 years.
Wow. So you've known just about all the directors.
I have known all of them, yes.
Yeah. And it's stayed kind of the same, you'd say, over the 30 years?
Well, the quality certainly has.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have more diversity in music now than we used to have.
Really?
Yes.
Like you do a lot more pop stuff?
Much more popular stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And Tommy, sorry if I get your last name right.
Loyola.
I'm sorry. How long have you been in the band?
About probably 20-some years, you know, in and out. I was in the Navy, so... 1988 or something like that. I played with the band intermittently.
Uh-huh.
Then I got transferred, came back here again in 1999.
I see.
Yeah, so.
Have you enjoyed your stay? You must have.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I really enjoyed mostly the camaraderie.
Yeah.
The music is great, but like I said, the friendships.
Yeah.
All these years, you know, so.
Yeah. And Lee, how long have you been in the band?
I've been with the band off and on since college. I started off with the band when Sid Berg was directing as a college student, and then with the band for a little bit, and then dropped out for a couple of years, and then came back, and I've been playing, I think, probably about the last 15 years with the band this time through. But it's really a great opportunity, a great experience that we get to perform on these amazing venues, and get to perform some really, really incredible music, and it's a great venue for us to showcase concert band music.
Mm-hmm. So all of you must be really looking forward to this 40th anniversary season.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, John, what else would you like to have the trio do for us here?
Sure. So we're going to play the next tune. Is actually from our third week. It was inspired by a trip that I took to Italy.
Oh, okay. This is the third era.
That's right. So I went to Italy, and I was just overtaken by the amount of street music, the music that the musicians and the quality of those street musicians was absolutely astounding.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a program that I titled When in Rome.
Oh.
And I found this piece for clarinet trio that we thought was going to really represent that week three mm-hmm. program. It's a traditional Italian piece called Bella Ciao.
Excellent. Here are the Tidewater Winds here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you. Yeah. Man, that made me want to go back to Italy. My gosh, that was cool. That was really cool.
Nice.
Well, gosh, I'm glad you guys came down here today. And, John, we might mention that tomorrow is a big day for you as well, right? You're retiring from the Virginia Beach City Public School music programs.
Yes, I am. After 40 years in public education, tomorrow is my retirement day.
Are you sad to see it go?
Hunter, it's a bittersweet. I'm conflicted, I have to tell you. But,
really?
You know, there's a time and a season for everything. And I've had a wonderful, wonderful career. I've worked with incredible people and kids. And I have no regrets. And I will miss it very much. But I'm now looking forward to the next chapter of my life. And
you have more time to expend on the band now.
Yes, I do. And I think
we can finally get a hold of him during the day.
You're exactly right. I think my executive director, Michael Carey Williams, is both excited and afraid.
Well, I really wish you the best of luck in this next chapter. I'm in that myself, and it's different. I want to warn you.
Yeah.
But you all, you got your passion to go to, don't you, with this band?
I do. Everybody that asks, you know, what are you going to do next? And I tell them I'm going to stop managing music and I'm going to start making it again. So I'm really looking forward to this and working with all of the musicians. And Tommy really touched on something earlier that I want to expand on just for a moment.
Yes.
It's the people that make this band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not just the music. It's truly... They're great, great people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes my job so enjoyable, that I get to lead the group and conduct them. But it's they've become my friends and part of my family.
Mm-hmm.
In my tenure as conductor, and this is my 17th, 18th season, I think.
Wow.
As conductor. So I'm actually the longest serving conductor now. So that kind of tells you where I am in my career.
Well, if you don't mind my saying, you have conducted me as part of the chorale at one point, and you really know how to draw the emotion out of the music. The participants in the music. It's really quite extraordinary, and that's a great gift.
Thank you, Hunter.
And that's really fine. Now, let's go over one more time the shows and mention the times. Now, it's at Norfolk Collegiate's Hackney Theater, July 6th, 7th, and 8th, correct?
That's correct. 7:30 for each one of those. In our second week, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of July, we're going to be playing a program that I've titled Bond and Beyond.
Bond and Beyond.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing a lot of music from the James Bond era, but also... some music. I'm going to play the music from Shaft. We're going to play Mission Impossible.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Denise, I think we're going to have to go to this.
And then
that's awesome.
My third week is When in Rome. Also on the 20th, the 21st, and 22nd, we'll be at in Norfolk Collegian again. We'll be at Regent University on the 21st and the 22nd at the 24th Street stage.
Now, where is this posted? I assume you have a website.
Sure. Right? Tidewaterwinds.org is going to be the place to get all of our concert information and updates. And because we do play outside an awful lot, it's important to check that website the day of the concert to
Most
make
definitely.
Sure that it's going to still happen. And we do provide updates throughout the summer about all of our programs.
But the ones on the 6th, 7th, and 8th, they're going to be inside, right?
Yeah. Well, the 6th and 7th will be. The 8th will be at 24th Street stage outside.
That's right. That's right. You mentioned that. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yes, that is an open-air venue. Well, thanks again for coming down here. This has been awesome. It really has been, and we've really enjoyed it. You have, and we really appreciate the different pieces. They kind of got us in different moods. That was awesome.
Excellent. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you so much for having us on your show, and I want to thank my musicians for being here as
yes,
well.
Yes, please. Again. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. It's great. And if the rest of the band is in anywhere close to you guys, it's got to be a great experience to see the band in total. We really appreciate you coming down here and playing some music for us here today.
Thank you very much, Hunter.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.